Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus, celebrating 60 years in 2023. Petition against burglaries and robberies of the residents of Bridgetown. On this day, November 16th, in the year 1811, the Barbadian reported on the discussion within the House of Assembly, where member of the House Mr. John P. Mears moved that a petition which he received from the inhabitants of Bridgetown be read. His request was given consideration, and the petition was by order read in the chamber. 1 week prior to this day, the Barbadian carried an advertisement in the name of Susanna Campbell, who offered a reward of 10 guineas to anyone who could give information leading to the conviction of the thief or thieves involved in the theft of some of her personal effects. She further cautioned goldsmiths and others to be on the lookout for individuals offering any of these items for sale. Miss Campbell identified some of the stolen valuables as a gold watch, Captain Jeweled, a gold chain and key, 2 seals set in gold, a silver snuff box, a silver knife, 48 ounces of old silver, and $20 in cash. It is interesting to note that the personal items were all marked with initials, identifying marks. During this era, Susanna Campbell and other individuals and business owners in Bridgetown were experiencing the horrors of the robberies and burglaries perpetrated against them. This state of affairs prompted a group of petitioners to vent their frustration in a petition addressed to the Speaker of the General Assembly, Mr. John Beckles, which was signed by several merchants, inhabitants of the town, and others, many of whom were very prominent citizens on the island. They raised concern about the several burglaries and robberies being committed in the capital. They informed the body that to stymie these criminal activities, together they had raised a sum of money to establish a watch to guard the town. However, being mindful that voluntary subscriptions are a very unequal way of raising funds and that they do not always last throughout the length of time of the need, the petitioners were calling on the assembly to introduce a tax on the proprietors that would amount to an annual sum of £2,000. The document further called for this act of the legislature to empower the vestry of St. Michael to lay an assessment or tax on all owners of houses, able inhabitants and traders in a ratio that the vestry deemed fit. Mr. Mears moved for leave to introduce a bill in consideration of the request of the petition, and leave was granted. The policing of early Bridgetown was problematic from its inception, as unorganized security measures proved to be very ineffective, giving rise to an increase in criminal activity over the centuries. In early Barbados, public security and order rested with a voluntary, unpaid parish constable and a small posse called the Watch, who operated as the night watch from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. They had the authority to arrest and hold offenders in the cage, bringing them before a justice of the peace the following morning. This lasted until March 1762, when payment of £27.6 was allowed for this crew. Therefore, the petition made here in 1811 spoke to the continued ineptness of policing within this vibrant, lived-in port town. And even then, this petition was not made into law until October 1813, 2 years later.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.